man. Talk to Bob about hopefully something with Carolyn or whatever to get you another bottle, because I understand the car ordeal, but you got to get that shit back in you, man. You got to get it flowing.
I will. In fact, I want to try them all. I want to speak to Carolyn here and see in the next
week,
what I can get set up.
Great.
My experience with Dr. Carolyn Dean is that she is a multiple genius, just like Imhotep.
Yes.
Just like the chef, who was one of the top doctors in the world in ancient Kemet.
That's quite a compliment. You just said Imhotep? You put Carolyn on that level? I agree with you, but it's nice to hear you say it.
Well, that's just speaking the truth. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. She's a medical genius. That's what she is.
I tell you, the fact that she was brazen enough to put out a book about sugar, that was incredible to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest drug in the world. Everybody talks about it as if it's a food, but no, it's a drug. Anything is cooked 7 times and passed over bone black and then bleached before it gets crystallized, that is not food.
That's right. And she also discovered magnesium, discovered that and put that out there, and that's really powerful, especially her remag.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things, because there's so much fraud in medicine, and they're pushing and then allowing people to push calcium as if that's something that people should be doing.
Yeah, they push the wrong stuff all the time. They get it backwards.
Oat milk is like, that's bad backwards for sure.
Have you heard Carolyn's main point about magnesium, that the drug companies, all the antibiotics, whatever these drugs are, SRTs and all that, that they enter the body, and for 6 weeks the magnesium battles the stuff. And so you feel blissed out from your extra magnesium, worrying away against the stuff. And then when you deplete your magnesium supplies, that's when you start to feel really bad. The bliss effect of the extra magnesium is gone, and then that's when the drug really nails you. And so they always have these drug trials only go 6 weeks, because that's how long the magnesium can fight, and it's actually magnesium that's having the benefits, and the other drugs are doing nothing but canceling that.
Exactly. And see, that's the whole situation with allopathic medicine, is that these guys started in the 1850s by cooking up petroleum in their kitchens and making potions and lotions and pills and stuff, and now these are the main characters in the world as far as medicine is concerned, and you can't say anything about what they're doing because you're not a doctor, and you can't say anything about their treatments and all that stuff because they're the experts and they're the big I and you're the little you.
The big I versus the little you. That's right. Well, Tariq, what do you say about your peers, or the Generation X, or the African Americans? Are they dumber now, or they're smarter, but they're just suppressed in a tighter concentration camp?
No, what I think is going on is there's been a concentration of a breaking down of the population. That's basically. First, you break the population down nutritionally, because if you want to know what I think is the biggest crime in this country, it's that the 1972 Human Nutrition Study, which I published, by the way, in my Tarix Information News Network, it's a study that should have come out in 1972. It was kept out of the library of the USDA for 5 years. It was a $35 million study in 6 land-grant colleges to learn about the effects of human nutrition, and they confiscated it and kept it out of their library for 5 years. And it took the Freedom of Information Act in the 1990s to get this information out. Now, if this isn't one of the major crimes in the world, I don't know what is. Because people didn't get this information, then we've been nutritionally bombarded with about 2 million different pieces of crap that they've come up with out of
2 million pieces of crap.
Yeah.
2 million reports.
That's the beauty about being poor. You don't have to take that shit, though. You just have
to drink
your own. You just don't have to, like, all right, well, you know, I'll just drink the juice and you guys can keep the free lunch to yourself.
Right. Well, he's explaining how the population got dumb for 30 years, but now they didn't predict the Internet, and now the Internet, actually, if you're smart, you can actually catch up and bypass whatever they did to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You did speak about Generation X. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. The,
this is Denny.
Yes, Denny.
Well, I was just going to tell Tariq that this event that Bob
Look at that. Look at Tariq. He gets crap sent to him every day. He's just folding it up and throwing it away.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm lying on the bed just talking on the phone.
You're not folding the paper and throwing it away?
No, I'm not doing anything.
That's someone else. Okay. That's from Mrs. Denny?
No, Denny's fine. I'm about ready. I have to. My phones are going to click over for 4 hours, and I'll have to come back on and wave my hand to get back on. So I wanted to say hi, and I wanted to tell them about this event that you just did. That it's tremendous. It puts out a lot of information, and it's great to have his information on here as well. So thank you, Tariq.
Yeah, Tariq is part of it. You are part of the monumental 5-day, 6-day archive that I've created, Tariq. You're in the middle of it.
I'm happy to be a part of it, man. Because when I heard that guy talking about Ebola and it being real, I said to myself, "Man, come on, this is." Yeah,
he said it wasn't man-made. He said it was natural. And then nothing. I didn't ask any more about it. But probably if he pursued it, he would have said it wasn't a virus. I was the one who said virus.
Yeah, I know you said the virus, and he said that it was real, but I was saying, well,
he said it was natural.
Well,
but you know, with the evergreens, you could go into details, but I didn't know anything about it, so I just wanted to see if he would say it was man made, and he did. He said no, it isn't. Now, Leonard Horowitz, you must disagree with his books.
No, Leonard Horowitz, he is a big hoe, is what he is.
Big hoe, Horowitz. Tariq, someone's asking something. Go ahead.
Hey, Tariq, have you looked into Thomas Benchin's latest book, Bleeding Edge?
What was it again? Thomas who?
Benchin, Gravity's Rainbow.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. I haven't looked into that.
It's called Bleeding Edge.
It's all about the deep web. You know about the deep web?
The deep web? No, I'm not aware of that.
The deep internet is the hidden internet. They say it's anywhere from 80 to 94% of the internet. This is the internet you don't see. It's not, the robots don't pick it up. It's not on the search engines.
Oh, my God.
It's the hidden part. Mm-hmm. And this Israeli entrepreneur is starting a new media. New journalism, then he using the spoken word, which creates manifestations, he's using that to create his news reports that he does. And it's kind of, it reminds me of when Ted Turner started CNN. This is so new and so revolutionary what he's doing. And he's hired these guys from all these major media, you know, like ABC or CNN, and the guy that's heading it up is from the New York Daily News, and he used to work for ABC. And what this guy does, the reason it's so revolutionary, is he hires all these programmers. Now, I should say this guy, Matt Kochabi, he's the guy that, the Israeli entrepreneur that started this. He's a security expert. He made his money in real estate, and then he used that to get into security. And he's got, you know, contracts with all these governments all over the world. And he created this software that they use to in the security field. And he uses that software to scour the deep web and come up with these news stories that no one else has. Well, what it's doing is it's going into the social network, networks and into these places, you know, where people are talking, and he's finding out what people are talking about and getting it out before the other news agencies do get it. Well, you know, when people are talking, their words create the world, their manifestations. Then they go on the web and they type in their searches and they go on a social media and they talk about on there what they're actually speaking about in the real world. And that's what he's finding. And he's finding these manifestations before they manifest. That would be like what got him really interested as an Israeli was the Arab Spring. He said, man, the whole news media missed this. He said, there's got to be a way, a better way to do this. So if you want to check it out, it's called VOCATIV, VOCATIV.com. Very interesting. All kinds of stories, and you can find something that you like on there, I'm sure. A lot of interesting stories.
I catch one thing called Before It's News. They have a lot of great stories on there, and they're really spot on a lot of it. I mean, some of it is a little linear and leaning to the right and to the left and all that, but it's still, there's a lot of great stuff on there, and I send that out to my people because I want people to think for themselves instead of just accepting all this nonsense that is being told them all the time. You know, because in this country, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, is the guy who's turned this country inside out. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Public relations is more. There's more public relations going on than anything else.
Well, I would say that was the movie radio era. You know, that's a long time ago. And then, then advertising had to flip and became the soft sell, and they had to pretend they weren't even telling you anything. You know, that's the 70s. And McCoon's books documented the change. But then with the channel remote, people the ads couldn't get to them. So what they did, they turned the whole structural environments like those Disney operations, or Tammy Wynette had a big, Tammy Baker had a big dreamscape. The malls are holograms. See, they move into hologramic environmental subliminals, you know, rather than messaging, which is what that was, the movie and radio era.
Exactly.
And have you been to a mall? Because you're not in the area where they are.
Yeah, I am. I've got one here at Crenshaw and King, and there's one at down Slauson, at Slauson and Sepulveda. There's one at La Cienega and Beverly. And I'm in Santa Monica. They got another one they just redid. And then there's one new one in the valley right over the hill at Sturman Oaks. They just redid that Galleria. So I've been in all these malls, and every time you go in them, it's like going into a different world.
Yeah, you know, parallel world.
Yeah, people are just wandering around, it's just a really odd thing, you know. Check it out, because I can't waste my time and all. I ain't got time to be wasting walking around malls, but sometimes when I, you know, if I go visiting or if I gotta make runs and stuff, sometimes I go through and come out. But, you know, it's just incredible that people are just drawn to these places. They have to drive, they have to park, and they have to walk, and then they just walk and walk and walk around. I guess they got nothing else better to do. Myself, I'd rather read a book or watch a video or learn something, travel. That's what I choose to do. Because
go ahead. Do you listen to Bob's show?
I do listen to Bob's show. I've been listening to him for a long time, many years.
Well, this is a 24-hour show. He never stops.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour, 6-day show. Yeah, I know.
Bob, if you'd stop, we're going to have serious withdrawal pains here.
I know that halfway through it was so ecstatic, people started to turn into a cult. You see that on the chat list, it just got out of hand. People were turning me into a god.
Well, you are God. What can they say?
That's right, but I'm trying to let them down easily by not ending at Eben's hour. You know, go another 6-7 days. You know, just to let them down slowly.
Well, you're going to get a lot of emails when you stop, because, like I said, there's going to be serious withdrawal pains. You can't imagine what it's like on this end. I mean, our days, we don't do anything else now except listen to you. Everything else is canceled. And that's not available anymore. I can't imagine what we're going to do. It's just so wonderful.
How did you get a keto? I mean, keto was processing this stuff as it was happening. It was pretty good. Did he have some, was it just diligence, or he had some speedy way of doing it?
He was just listening. He's kind of like, but he had a little gig for a while. He was reviewing restaurants. It was pretty neat. He'd go in and talk to these chefs and he'd get a free meal and he'd take photographs. And then there was this media outlet that had hired him, and they put it up on his website. But he finished with that, and kind of has some downtime right now, and so he was spending it.
So he stayed awake a good chunk of the time.
Bob, I'm telling you, so many of us, you know, we might go sleep, but it's like for an hour or two. Wake up and, and see
get
what
back in there. Yeah, too
get
much
back
happening
in there. Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible that. Yeah, Tariq, go ahead.
Oh, no, this is Leon. I just wanted to second Ed Long on that, because I think I'm going to have withdrawal as well. I'm going to just be thinking of Bob wherever I go.
Yeah, because people got used to having great music when they woke up after an hour of sleep. Waking up to great music was a pleasure that they don't want to give up.
Especially Bob's flavor, though.
It's the whole show. I mean, it's the clips, it's the talk, all the other Ionettes. It's Ion, Carolyn's on there. I mean, a whole day is filled up with that. I mean, we used to, you know, get half of Saturday, but now it's all every day. And we love it, Bob.
I know, and there was great humor. Great
hanging out.
Yeah, great humor, great weird things happening, you know, the serendipities and anomalies and just accidental humor just kept bubbling out. And I'm 2 days behind the in-quick messages that just came flooding in. let's see if
look at your board and unmute people.
I wanted to play a little music for you. My little brother played tonight at Catalina's Jazz Bar and Grill with a group called Cuba LA, and I wanted to play you a little bit of this music since you haven't had a musical interlude.
Well, do it. How would you do it?
I'm going to show you, right? I'm going to put it on right now.
Okay.
It's going to work. It's one of these smartphones. Let me see if it'll do it. I don't know. Unable to play videos. Okay. During call.
It's not going to work?
Nope. Can't do it. And plus, I wanted to show you.
Well, why don't you send me the link, Tariq, and I can put it in.
Let's see. How
send it to purple that? At 5body. You have that email.
Yeah, but I have to take it off the phone and then put it on the computer.
Okay, say the name, and I can find it.
Say the name, would you say?
Yeah, the name of the band and the song, and it should be on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you can probably find Cuba LA on YouTube.
Is that L dot A dot?
No, just Cuba LA. Cuba LA is the group, and I don't know if they have any recordings, but I think they have some YouTube stuff. And then I also wanted to show you a picture of my 25-pound watermelon I just picked today.
From the backyard?
And from my backyard, yeah.
Well, can you make? You can send it.
I have 8 watermelons growing in the backyard in November.
Okay, I got lots of stuff. What do you recommend? Guantanamera, or Narada El Mancero?
Oh yeah, just play Mancero.
Mancero, okay. Thank you.
Oops.
That's a commercial. But it stopped. Okay, that was the commercial. Here comes the song. What's your brother playing?
Playing bongo.
What's that? Mongo? Bongo?
Bongos, yes.
Bongo.
Luis Conte?
Luis Conte?
Yeah.
What's
Conte.
Your brother's name?
My brother's play, his name is Kevin Ricard.
Okay.
And Luis Escante, that's well known and on the bongos?
Luis Conte is the timbales player. Usually, and my brother plays either bongos or congas. He plays percussion.
Is he older or younger than you? No, you said younger, right?
It's my baby brother. Yeah, he's the youngest. I'm the oldest.
So Cuba, L.A. is in L.A.
Yes, it's a bunch of musicians here in L.A. They get together, Cuban musicians and my brother. They call him Criollo Maravilloso.
Right, so I'm going to play this one, Guantanamera, see how this comes out.
Play Almendra, that's a better one.
Well, I don't think I see it. Amendera.
Almendra. Should be one of the three that they have there.
I don't see that. How do you spell that?
A-L-M-E-N-D-R-A. Almendra.
Almendra.
Mm-hmm. If not, just play whatever.
Right.
It's all good.
Well, okay, this is it. This seems to be it.
If you're anything like my family, then you love to play basketball.
No, I don't love to play basketball.
Yes. Hey, that's Michelle.
Yeah, that was the first lady, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Thank you.
Well, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
If you think about it, using toilet paper without moist wipes isn't much different than trying to wash your car without water.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I knocked it off. So what were you saying?
No, I said that was great, man. That's a great sound that I remember. That's a dance song. That's my favorite music, my favorite rhythm, and I dance to it all the time because it keeps me alive and young.
Yeah, I've seen you. We went someplace in the 90s, and your partner at that time, you guys were dancing away right away at the place.
Oh,
you got up.
All right, yeah, I remember. Yeah,
sliding about, sleekly sliding, something like that.
Yeah, that's my favorite. One of my favorite activities is to dance like that. To dance that music, it's just so. I started doing it when I was 11 in Santa Monica, of all places.
Right. Does it have a name, that kind of dancing?
Yeah, it's called danzón or cha cha cha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha cha cha.
Yeah. Some of it's called son.
Like the titles in Cuba, L.A., S-O-N.
Yeah. So they're very good. They're a very good group. They get together as guys, the top musicians, and they just wail away. They can really play. They got Roberto Salas on piano. He's one tremendous pianist. And of course, Johnny Lewis.
Is there anybody on the medical critical horizon you like?
On the what?
On the medical critical horizon. So the way cannabis is growing. Anybody that you find pretty good source of information?
Well, yeah. As far as medicine is concerned, or generally, or what?
Medicine.
Well, not particularly. I mean, people. I mean, I do appreciate a lot of stuff that Gary Null has done. I also know that others have done stuff like the House of Numbers has a great video on that breaks down the whole thing and shows the fraud of these guys who made millions of dollars on patents, on tests that don't even test for anything, and yet they say that you're positive. You know, it's just so. Yeah, I'm not too hip on this, on the medical side there. I have certain people I deal with. That's Carolyn and Dr. Russell Harrison and Dr. Armand Tillette and another friend of mine, Dr. Tim Freeman. These are people I deal with. They're medical doctors. That in general, they don't practice that nonsense. Except for Russell, he's an herbal doctor. He's an MD, an herbal doctor. He used to be a pro football player until he got his knee busted out in 6 operations. Then he became an herbalist. And he's one of the better healers around. I'm telling you, he can help people in many, many ways. I'm going to have to get him on the RNA drops, too. Hello?
Hello?
Am I on still or what?
I don't know. We seem to.
Can you hear me?
Yes. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Who else spoke?
This is Denny.
Hi, Denny. Bob isn't here then, huh?
He must have. Something must have happened with his set there. He was talking, and he just disappeared. I like that music too, Tyreek. And the RNA drops, they actually mean relax and allow. And with this kind of music, it really makes it possible.
Oh, relax and allow. Yeah, exactly. Ooh-wee, that's a great one. I'll definitely remember that.
Yeah, Tyreek, I love the opening of that last song you played, I Hand Drum, as well. I have it for a while, and it was wonderful. It was just.
Oh, really, thanks. Yeah, I got to sit in the front row tonight and enjoy my brother playing and the group. It was just fabulous. The only thing I didn't like was I couldn't dance, but it wasn't a dance club, so I couldn't dance. But I got to tape the whole thing, so that was good.
I bet that was hard to not dance.
Yeah, it was really hard to not dance, yes. But, but I got to video everything, so that was good.
Well, while it was playing, you wouldn't call what I do dancing, but I did move around while it was playing just now.
You can't help to move around except when that music is on, because it makes you move. Anyway, I'm gonna retire, and I was hoping to tell Bob, but I'm gonna go and crash out for the night because I gotta get up tomorrow and get things going. I'm way behind in my yard work.
Yeah, it's always growing down there, isn't it? It's great weather.
Yeah, the weather's great, and so I'm gonna get out here, and I got three beds that I'm building for my winter crops, and so I'm full at it.
Well, enjoy every minute, moment.
Right. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving if you even celebrate that.
Yep. That's right. Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Good night.
Peace out. Have a good one.
Oh, good night, Denny. Congratulations for making it as long as you did.
No, I'm not saying good night. I thought Tariq was about ready to go, and he was going to take it. I'm here until the.
Yeah, I was saying, tell Bob I said thanks and congratulations.
We'll be happy.
All right.
We'll do. All right. Thanks a lot. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Denny, I'm very impressed. I'm amazed that you made it all the way through, huh?
I sleep from time to time, but it's like Ed Long said, most of us doze off for a little bit and then we're back on it. And another person said, well, I'm on my computer. You can't see me on my computer. And you can only use the cell phone. The phone. I chose to be on the phone for the experience.
Okay.
And one of the revelations that over this time that I've recognized in myself that I've recognized that it's a tremendous entertainment, not only entertainment that I'm viewing on the, listening on the cell phone, but being able to, everything that's going on while I'm going through this particular event becomes entertainment. Everything I see, everything I do is entertainment, and that entertainment is quite enjoyable, even to the point where even the things that normally were a little bit of a struggle, like dealing with my grandson, if I have to take him to the bathroom and wipe his hind end because he prefers to crap in his pants. That's his thing now. He's done that all his life.
Sure.
And so it is still it's just still part of the action. It's not a storm, but it's an event that it's the interaction and enjoy between us. He's not doing it to punish me. It's just lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you'd rather probably not clean his pants all the time, but you do it because you love him, I bet.
Well, yeah, he's got control over me.
And he participated, too.
Yeah, he did. He did quite well.
He did.
I remember as a child.
Remind me what his name is.
His name is Chris.
Okay. You said when he was a child?
No. I was just. I don't need to go into my past. That's fine. So how are you doing, Jean? What have you gotten out of this event?
Yeah, Dad, please share. If you don't mind.
Oh, I'm looking for words because, when Ed was saying there's going to be withdrawal, I don't feel that way. I'm waiting for it to be over so I can go back and start listening again. And I am waiting. I feel like I'm waiting for everybody to catch up right now, to be honest. And I hear, I've listened enough to hear that other people have been in this place. But I can just see it was like, and I know that other people have experienced this, they experience it all the time. It's the way Bob explains it. Everything I did, it's kind of the same way you just said, Denny. Everything I did was a part of the show. Everything that happened, it was almost like I could, you know how people say, as soon as Ion or said the words, or, yeah, as soon as Ion said the words, it was like I already knew them. It's like we're all getting a little bit ahead of Ion. Early in the show, I said, Bob's ahead of the cutting edge. And we're watching the mainstream. At one point, I said on the chat, very soon, if not already, it will be belittling to have a mainstream job. Everybody's going to be want to be working in the alternative media, but the alternative media is gone as well. And mm-hmm. that's this whole Bob Fest is the beginning. And Ed just told us what the new media is, and we're all a part of it, and we are all a part of the economy, and we are all a part of entertainment, and we're all a part of healthcare, and we're all a part of it. And I think it was names. I'm having a really hard time retaining names. Who were we just talking to, Denny?
Tyreek.
Thank you, Tyreek. He said, we have to listen to the doctors, or, you know, we have to listen, or he said, you know, they tell us what to do, and that's just simply not true.
No, you evidently have some health challenges. I don't. And so
what?
I don't. You
I
probably
have
what? Some health challenges. Do you? You're talking as if you...
More than I realize, yes, the mainstream has what would be considered some fairly serious definitions for me right now, and it's taken me, how do I say this?
See, I don't have those things. I don't have any.
I'll just speak facts. I have, I was diagnosed with PTSD.
I don't know what that is.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, that's probably pretty easy to get over with the RNA drops. This completement formula is pretty great. It just happened to go through it and utilize it and let it happen. You're doing that, right? Using the completement formula?
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm on all the products, and I am also consulting with Dr. Dean.
It
goes back
great.
When Bob said, you hold on to a few memories in your life, you know, when there's a person that you meet and you think about them, there's two or three memories that you remember about that person, right?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Bob talking about that?
Well, yeah, I don't even remember who Bob is now. He's been gone now for about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, there he is, and he's laughing.
Oh, no, that's me.
Oh, who?
Leon.
Leon, you're here. Is anybody else here?
Yeah, I'm here. Bob's usually not gone for this long. When
I am here.
Weird.
Yeah, I think he's having technical problems.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have left that conversation right in the middle.
No, I had to go to the door. I had to go to the door on the people trying to sniper me and that, so I just dealt with a few karate chops and everything's okay.
Okay, that's good. You're back.
Hi, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Bob, you didn't hear. Did you hear what Gene was saying?
Hi.
It was awesome.
Who's going away?
Tariq. Tariq had to say goodnight.
Oh, Tariq left.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did Gene say?
Thank you.
I don't know what I say.
You said that the media is here, and the new economy is here, and the new health care is here, and we're part of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are. We are the economy. We are health care. We are all those things I mentioned. And Tariq had said, you know, you have to listen to your doctor, or, you know, you can't do this because the doctor tells you what to do. Well, that's simply not true. You know, and that's what I've just proven to myself. I chose my medical team, and I chose what to listen to. And I listened to everything, and there was some sort of, it's got to be ion, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably the best. There
right.
is non-physical interaction, period, whether it's
right.
thought or ion or whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
there is an interaction that I utilized, that I used all of myself, and I am using all of myself, and I have all along, and I just realized it a few hours, whatever hour. I haven't been asleep since whatever hour it was when.
Well,
I don't
good.
Remember when.
I've got signposts and clocks ticking, you know. If you were famous like me, you'd have big, you know, signs counting down when you were going to disappear or something. But according to my doctor, I'm 2 hours and 46 minutes and 56 seconds from some kind of ending.
Some kind of what?
Ending. Complete.
On this event?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Has a declaration been made?
Yeah, counting down to the completion of BobFest. Time since event start, Los Angeles.
And did some sort of doctor tell you this, Bob?
No. Nobody. I didn't even meet the guy. It's all done for me what would it be? Source energy, non-physical. Pure positive source energy. Does it without my. I don't have to talk to it. I never met him. I never met my non-physical.
I thought Carolyn had declared that you are done in two plus hours. Your doctor.
Yes, Carolyn's trying to end this. She's getting
the
exhausted.
End.
She's getting
the
exhausted.
End will be a beautiful thing.
that sounds. Is that Johnny? Is that Bill with his Johnny Cash voice, or Johnny Cash?
Nah, this would be Rusty from Atlanta.
Oh, Rusty. Now, Rusty, you're full of ecstatic declarations over the last 24 hours.
I've been actually hanging with you for about 56 hours, and you are the coolest. There's no doubt you are the coolest.
Wow, and with a said by a voice like that, that's pretty commendable. That's the all-American macho voice.
Sounds like I am from Montana.
Montana, I'm sitting in Atlanta, and it's 24 degrees.
Oh, that's right, you are Atlanta. Sorry.
And I've got a muckluck and a big scarf on, just trying to keep my head and neck warm, and I started my RNA drops yesterday. I was so impressed, I called in and typed
yes.
in some stuff. Jenny, on the Jenny Show. Hey, Jenny. And I said, hey, I got my... well, I started taking them, and my head blew off. I'm out in the universe so far now. I just have no idea where it's at. And,
head blew off.
So I went on to Bob's timeline and to see, you know, I don't know anything about you guys. I've only known about this whole thing for the last week. So I go on Google, Bob Neverett. Boom. Pulls up. You know where I stopped at was 1922. Bob Dobbs is born. Boom. that blew my head straight off the body. So I got on the RNA drops, and they had told me a whole bunch of it wasn't good stuff when I went to the doctors, and they said this, 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 this. And I said, well, I don't agree with that, blah, blah, blah. I know Bob Dobbs. No, so anyway, I saw him yesterday, or day before yesterday, and have been listening since, and have tried to stay calm and quiet. And just to give you an idea, it's 24 degrees here in Atlanta this morning on
wow.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, and so I grew up on a farm, and when it got really cold, we brought the cows in when it was 30. We brought the horses in when it was 28. My neighbors asked me if I could watch their dogs. They're now in my garage because it's 24 degrees. Unbelievable. Why would people go and do a rescue with dogs? They have two rescue dogs. Why would they rescue a dog and then stick it out in 24 degree weather? I don't know. I'm amazed. So I've only got one question for Ion, and the next time he comes on, I've just got to ask him. I'm just going to say, well, you know, hey, why?
Why?
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, Rusty, that's a Western question. Eskimos and that, freeloader people, did not have the sequence of thinking around why. It never occurred to them to put together a sequence of causes.
I've had a whole conversation with a guy that was from Mexico that worked with a friend of mine, and you know, I didn't have the language that he did, and I don't like to speak all that much because it hurts. And so I just look at him, I'd say, Okay. And I mean, we'd have a whole conversation like that. I thought it was amazing. You know, hey, you'd look at me and, hey, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lewin had a line for that. I love the way he nods. Listen to this. I love the way he nods. He really communicates. That's what you were doing. You were nodding.
I'll tell you what, I didn't know anything about McEwen and everything. I've actually looked it up, and, you know, as Jenny was saying, oh, go to Google and do this, and I've actually done it, and I'm amazed, Bob. I've met a lot of people in my life, and so have you, but I'm just absolutely blown away when I started going through and investigating. I was actually a private investigator, and when I started looking into your stuff, it's just there is no end to the rabbit hole, is there? Just keep going.
Now you're not so private anymore.
Yeah,
so now you're just an investigator.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny. Jenny said something about. I said, hey, Jenny, I'd love to talk to you. Can I call you or whatever? She goes, well, sure. I said, well, here's my number. She goes, don't be giving that on the air. It was like, I got a box of phones. I don't care.
That was funny.
Whenever my phone rings and I don't like it, I hit it with a 9-iron, and the battery goes to 80 yards. I'm on my 6-1 and 2. I'm on my 6-1 in 2 years.
That 9-iron's pretty handy. You still go off every day?
I used to. No, I can't do it now. But like I said, Bob, I could get you in the 90s. If I ever come down there to Maui, I'll play.
Yeah. Well, this the irony drops and the whole completeness kit should get you back in a healthy situation.
That's exactly why I got them, because I was to the end of the road there. I was at the very last thing, and what they said was not the greatest. And so I said, well, I don't even know how I got led to this, but I found RNA drops, and I just started them yesterday. And like I said, my head just blew off my body.
Well, what does it mean? Yeah. Like, is it a pleasant feeling?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can already tell the difference. I've only taken three doses, and I can already tell a difference already. So I know with all the stuff going on right now that, I've listened to the stories, and I've been on almost from the start of your Bob Fest, and yeah. I've heard a number of testimonials and everything else, and I'm very, very impressed that after all this time of taking supplements and seeing doctors and doing all this stuff, that I gotta admit that the RNA tastes like kind of horse piss, but it seems to have already done it.
Yeah, he's lived on a farm, so he knows what that horse piss smells like.
Rusty, I always said that it smelled like the horse barn. It tasted like the horse barn smelled.
Yeah.
To me.
That's the barley.
Well, horse piss was by accident, not. So anyway, we are very impressed. We got two bottles of it, and me and my fiance of 30 years, we're both taking it, and I'm waiting for her to just go out here and cut the grass or something. And go, wow, this is great.
Well, I wish John was here to fill you in on the medical details. I'm good on physical promiscuity, but not the medical stuff.
Well, actually, I've listened to her quite a lot, and I have gone to her pages and read all the stuff, and listening to the stuff that Jenny said as well. I was actually worried about, I've heard all the promises from every thing out there, and once I heard about this, I was really, really concerned about, if it's this great, if I start taking it, is it going to try and extricate a metal plate out of my leg or something? and then hearing Ion saying that it's going to perfect the cells and it's not going to make it, I had the taste of metal in my mouth. I've got a metal plate in my throat, and it's gone into my thyroid and all this stuff, and I kept tasting metal, and I couldn't get rid of this taste, and it was driving me nuts.
Horse piss is probably better.
Are you going to say the RNA drops got rid of the taste?
So far.
Wow, that's good.
Well, I'm going to have a hell of a testimonial for you once I've gotten. And, like I've heard, I don't know if it's going to be a week. I don't know if it's going to be a year.
Right. Yeah, you don't know.
Exactly. And so I'm okay with that.
Well, it sounds like you got the right attitude. Yeah, you don't even give it any thought. And you know it's doing stuff because it's already started, but you don't give it any thought. Let it take its own schedule.
Exactly. And now my next thing is I just want to hear Ion and just say, hey, why? Why?
Yeah, why?
That's all I've got to ask is why.
Well, with Ion, you'll be saying K a lot, because Ion can go on and on. K? Yes, K.
I think Ion lives right down the road from me.
You're right, and, he does.
Yeah,
Ion says K also.
Yeah, and I think I've seen him at the liquor store a few times. So I listened to Bo the other day. I've never heard him here in Atlanta, but I'll search him out. And long street, long job. I'll look him up too. He sounds kind of like one of the other
Love Job. Love Job.
Love Job.
Yeah. Long Job.
I'll search him out. I'll find him. And,
well, you can, if you give us your email, you can go to his club. He'll be at a club at some point, and you go see him perform.
Nah, I don't like going to clubs. I've got your email and all that stuff. I'll send you a big old long letter at some point, but I don't want to busy you right now. You've got a deadline to meet, and I am really, really impressed. I used to listen to Art Bell, and me and a bunch of guys used to get together, and after we cut that kilo up, we'd be sitting there for days, and so I am just like super, super impressed, Bob. I'd like to emulate exactly what you've done in my life, and hopefully, when these RNA drops, Once these RNA drops kick in and I get the rest of the stuff, I'll never have to call again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,